America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking pickup trucks with the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, the one and only Mark Williams, who is standing by. We also have left over from the previous hour of the broadcast our go-to mechanic expert here, the gentleman who does great over-the-air diagnostic work, Mark Evans. And Mark, we've got one more caller standing by, so let's go to Matt in Iowa. Matt, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Have you got a mechanical question for Mark Evans, or would you like to try and solve that lingering trivia question?
Well, can I take a shot at both?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, my trivia guess would be the Cadillac.
Well, makes sense. Makes sense, but what were you going to say?
Well, the only reference I have is that my father used to drive Cadillacs, and that's the only place I saw him when I was a young kid.
Yeah, a very good guess, but unfortunately just a little bit off. 1969 was the year. General Motors was the brand, but we're looking for the division that introduced the windshield antenna. Wanted to go ahead with your question of mechanical nature for Mark Evans.
You bet. Thanks. I have a 2009 Toyota Corolla, and I have a heated garage. I keep it at about 42 degrees, but I work second shift. When I get off of second shift, my car's been outside for a little while. When I start it, the starter, it starts the car up just fine, hops it right over, and it starts. But it seems like my starter doesn't disengage like it should. It's a split second that hangs in there.
And that's when it's outside at your workplace in the cold?
Correct.
Okay. And you brought up your garage at 42 degrees, and it does not do it when it's sitting in the garage then?
Nope, never.
Okay. And it's a 2009, so you've got, what do you got on it, 70-some thousand now, miles-wise?
Yeah, right around there, 60, 65, I think.
Okay. And then that sound you're hearing at work when you start it up, and it doesn't recoil is the word, it doesn't rebound back off that flywheel. Does it sound kind of like it's dry sounding, like you'd like to get in there and squirt some oil in it?
Maybe. I mean, yeah.
If you could. Do that test with your ear, and this would just pop your hood before you start it, come out of work, you know, after it's sitting there all in the cold weather. Pop your hood, open the hood. That way you can hear it a little bit better, and then just kind of put your ear when you start it up. And with the recoil, if it sounds like, you know, it comes back, it starts the engine arc okay, but the recoil's back and sounds like if you could get in there and squirt some oil in that starter, like a real dry sound, then definitely you need a new starter. And it does sound like, truthfully, too, that's the first sign of a starter going out on you is the recoil. It takes a lot of amperage for the starter to come out, hit the flywheel, start that motor up, turn that motor over, but the recoil is the first part of the starter that basically just gives up. So it sounds like, hey, if I could get in there and squirt some oil, I could fix this. Well, that won't fix it even if they did put an oil loophole there. So I'd definitely, I'd be looking mad at a new starter and get a price and look. And they're actually pretty simple. You've got the 4-cylinder in it or the V6?
Just the 4.
Yeah. Yeah, the 4-cylinder is not bad. It's right out front. You should be able to open the hood and look right down and see it. That's how simple those are to do. It's 2 bolts. Of course, you got to disconnect the battery, get the power turned off, and then you got to be aware, too. This is some point of why, you know, as a residential customer can't do their own work because it's computerized. That 2009 Toyota Corolla is computerized. The computer has to have battery powered at all time for memory. Not only is the clock, you know, going to go off on you, but we have a tool, and it's a power saver. We plug it into the cigarette lighter. That leaves the battery so that going. It keeps the life back into it, kind of like a pacemaker for a human. So So as a doctor of motors, we plug that into the cigarette lighter, keeps the computer going. It doesn't know that I'm going to disconnect the battery cable to pull the starter off. So if you do, what ends up happening, it won't kill anything. It won't cost you any more money. If you do your own starter, pull the power off of the battery, the positive battery cable, then and or the negative, you can do either or, that will shut off the computer. You can remove and replace the starter, plug everything back in. But remember, you're not only your clock will have the wrong time on it, but your computer is going to need 20 to 30 minutes of drive time before it can actually run and get the engine running correctly again. So just be aware of that.
Okay. So there's no long-term harm or anything doing it myself and disconnecting the battery. It's just, it'll come back.
Yeah, it'll come back. I call it bucket snort a little bit, and you might not even notice it, feel it, but it takes about 20, 30 minutes of drive time, it's called running time, for it to adjust. And what it's doing in that period is it's actually going down the line, and there's over 300 electronic sensors that it's checking out. It's going down the line and checking, making sure that the O2 sensors are there. I mean, that's what it's doing. The mass airflow sensor's there and reading correctly. The cam sensor, crank sensor, the barometer sensor, it's going down the line, and there's 300-plus sensors that it's checking. And that's the reason that it's called a hard shutdown. Sometimes we have to do that as shops to erase the complete memory in the computer. So it won't hurt anything. But, yeah, it sounds definitely like you got a bad starter. And if you have a force owner, heck, you're not going to hurt anything. Just make sure you disconnect the battery first and then run it. When you get it all done, run it for 20, 30 minutes, and you'll be fine. You bet.
All right. That helps you out, Matt. Thank you very much for the call. And thank you, Mark Evans, for spending a little extra time with us to finish up the gamut of calls that we got. And we look forward to getting you back with us on the radio in the not-too-distant future.
Hey, no problem, Bob. It's always a pleasure to be with you and the listeners to help out. Got to keep these cars and trucks running. Thanks, Bob.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. We move from Mark Evans to Mark Williams, who's an esteemed automotive journalist. Mark and I worked together at Motor Trend. Mark was also previously the editor-in-chief of Truck Trend magazine, but he's moved on to bigger things at PickupTrucks.com, where he is editor-in-chief. It's my pleasure to welcome Mark Williams back to Auto World. Mark, how are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you, Bob. Always good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you, my friend. I really appreciate you spending time with us here today. Why don't we begin? We're fast approaching break time, but boy, I have gotten so many emails on the aluminum F-150, which debuted in Detroit, and it seems like folks have a lot of questions about the durability of the F-150. We definitely should address that. And the other rumor that I've heard is that General Motors and perhaps the Ram division are also now more seriously looking at the use of aluminum.
No, it looks like the industry is set for a big change, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next just couple of years, I think, is what we're going to see.
And this, of course, is a huge player for Ford when you stop and think about it. The F-150 was last year, for 2013, the best-selling vehicle in all of North America. And I've lost count. How many years has Ford been the pickup truck bestseller? I mean, close to 30 or so, correct, Mark?
Yeah, exactly. Just a little over 30 years. The F-150 sells about two-thirds of all total F-Series pickup trucks that they sell in a given year. You're right. This last year, they sold almost just over three-quarters of a million F-Series trucks, and F-150s are about two-thirds of that. So, yeah, number one selling vehicle in the country.
Amazing. When we come back, we'll dissect a little bit more of the aluminum 2015 F-150 and then lots more. This is Auto World. Don't go away. Mark Williams, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, is going to be with us for the entire hour, so don't be a stranger. Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news. Really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We've got a real treat for you because Mark Williams is with us, esteemed automotive journalist and editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, and we're telling you all about the new upcoming 2015 Ford F-150 aluminum intensive. It debuted back in January at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And certainly, Mark, there were a lot of great vehicles at the show, but this was definitely one of the show stoppers.
Yeah, it got a lot of attention, and rightly so. The amount of aluminum that's going into this vehicle, the number one selling vehicle in the country for decades, is a big deal. This is going to change the way a lot of repair shops and dealerships and might even change the way guys are going to drive their pickup trucks, because they've, I mean, now we've had aluminum in other pickup trucks, both Chevy and Ram, and Ford in the past as well, have used aluminum in their hoods or in their tailgates or, you know, pieces to lighten up some of the weight numbers these trucks have. But the extent to which this new F-150 is going to use aluminum in just about every single body panel on the truck is without precedent. And to be honest, except for the luxury supercars and the luxury sedans, which have, you know, extensively used aluminum and cost a lot of money doing so, we really don't know what an aluminum body pickup truck, taking the kind of abuse normal pickup truck customers put their vehicles through, how that's going to play out in the longevity of that pickup truck. So yeah, there's a lot of question marks and a lot of worry, but I know Ford has done a lot of research to support this new truck that's coming.
And of course, the award-winning Land Rover Range Rover Sport, which has won a lot of accolades, of course, a very expensive vehicle, has got an incredible architecture, all aluminum, and still hasn't missed a beat in its extreme off-road capability. But like you say, Mark, I mean, Ford was still the owner of Range Rover during the time of the development of that vehicle, so they probably learned some pretty significant lessons on that vehicle that no doubt will translate to this new F-150.
Oh, you're absolutely right. In fact, some of the same guys on the team that are building this 2015 F-150 that's coming at the end of this year, basically, will be our first chance to drive it. We're also involved in a lot of the aluminum use, both with Jaguar and with Land Rover, when Ford, like you say, used to own both of those car companies.
And again, this is a game changer. Certainly, Ford has addressed fuel economy by making available the EcoBoost power plant, and it has done quite well in the marketplace with the ever-increasing fuel economy demand. It seems like pickup truck manufacturers really don't have a choice but to go to smaller engines and to use more exotic materials, Mark.
Oh, absolutely. Now, a lot of this has been pushed by a relatively aggressive stance by the federal government, who's come in and said, okay, here are some aggressive targets we're going to set for the auto industry, some corporate average fuel economy numbers they're going to need to hit by 2020 and 2025. And the big game changers are exactly in these pickup truck segments, where in the past they didn't have to really meet very aggressive numbers. Now they are going to have to meet those numbers, and all three of the big truck makers, in fact, anybody who's going to make a pickup truck in the U.S., has really got to get their strategy, their fuel economy strategy, set up for the next 5, 10, and even 25 years down the road. And Ford, they're choosing aluminum and trying to lightweight their full-size pickup trucks, but some of the other manufacturers are taking different routes.
That's true. Let's talk about Ram. Of course, Ram has won a lot of accolades in the last few years, winning the Motor Trend Truck of the Year both in 2013 and 2014, one for the light duty 1500, the other for the heavy duty. And I'm a big fan of the Ram products, and I know you and I were on the launch of the entire Ram lineup for 2014, and certainly the eco diesel engine that Ram is offering has really surprised everybody, and even I think the folks at Ram are shocked with the number of orders that they've gotten right out of the gate.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Well, this is a big deal. We haven't had a light duty diesel in this half ton pickup truck segment for over 25 years, and even then it really wasn't an engine that was promoted and designed to help save people money or get great fuel economy. It was just for those small number of people who needed a diesel. They used their truck like a tool, or they had to do a lot of towing. So it's very interesting, and everybody's watching to see what kind of the consumer reaction is. But yeah, you're exactly right. The initial reports, and certainly by the orders that they've just started to take at the dealerships at the end of February here, look to be, you know, way ahead of where their predictions were, you know, initially. But Yeah, maybe that makes sense. Fuel economy is obviously a very big deal to a lot of buyers right now. And the fuel economy numbers, and the EPA has done all the official ratings, 22 for the city, 28 on the highway for a half-ton pickup truck is astronomical. That's a hugely high number for anything in that weight category, with a combined number of 23 miles to the gallon. So just driving it around normal, abusing the thing, stop and go to go into school, going to the store, driving around town, and even getting on the freeway a little bit, 23 and 24 miles to the gallon is pretty great for a two-wheel drive full-size pickup truck.
And again, this is a modern diesel engine, so anybody that has memories of the old diesels, forget about it. This diesel performs remarkably with tremendous torque, tremendous off-the-line push, and none of the smoke or the pollution problems of the past. It's really difficult, Mark. I've driven the vehicle a number of times. If you didn't know it was a diesel, you really probably wouldn't realize that the truck, you know, that you're piloting at the moment is powered by a diesel power plant.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, especially since a lot of people nowadays, unless they're huge Volkswagen or German engineering fans, probably haven't experienced exactly what a modern diesel can do. And then you put that kind of modern technology, and this is an Italian-sourced, a Via Motori, you know, Fiat-based 3-liter V6 diesel, very high-tech, very quiet, very efficient, and like you say, very powerful. And a half-ton pickup truck is really going to open a lot of people's eyes.
More than 400 pound-feet of torque, and made it so well with that wonderful 8-speed automatic transmission. Mark, I remember when it was a big deal, you know, when we went to 4-speed automatics and 5, then 6. All of a sudden, we got 8 and even 9-speed in vehicles like the Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started about how long both of us have been in the auto industry. But, yeah, I remember the 3 on the tree. That was a pickup truck and manual transmissions. But yeah, 8 speeds is really, this 8-speed transmission in particular, is absolutely what sells and makes that Ram half-ton pickup truck. Whether you get the smaller Pentastar V6 gas engine or even the Hemi in the half-ton vehicle, it makes that Ram 1500 a very significant player in the segment, and all the sales numbers are bearing that out. It'll be interesting to see how many people actually make the jump into that eco-diesel down the road.
Definitely. Straight ahead, we're going to talk about the big General Motors SUVs as well as the 2015 General Motors heavy-duty pickup trucks with the man himself, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, Mark Williams. This is Auto World.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
We're back. Our telephone number is toll-free from anywhere in North America. If you have a question for Mark Williams, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, here's the number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. Mark, before we go any further, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with all the great work that you're doing at PickupTrucks.com, tell our listeners all about the site and all the cool things that they can find there.
Well, basically, all the information you need to know is in the name of the website to begin with. Everything related to pickup trucks or anything surrounding the technology or even the idea of a pickup truck, anything that can work like a pickup truck, we're going to write about. So right now, we're obviously writing about a lot of new product that all the manufacturers are trying to bring to market with the most significant issues that are out there as well, like fuel economy, like diesel technology, like heavy duties. If there's any aspect of a pickup truck that you're interested in, you'll find a lot of information on our website.
And 100% free, which is always a good thing.
Sure, yeah, exactly. And there's a wonderful opportunity for you to comment on any of the stories that we have, and you will be enthusiastically embraced by a very knowledgeable and a very, in some cases, very intelligent group of readers that here will make comments after each one of our stories. But you don't have to make any comments. You don't have to make any comments or add any information that you might have to any of the topics. We just feel free to come and just dive in and taste and sample any of the stories that we have up there, given whatever your taste likes.
Mark, I understand you've just come off a few days driving the big SUVs from General Motors. Of course, we're referring to the Tahoe, the Yukon, the Suburban, the extended wheelbase, the XL Yukon, as well as the Denali. This is certainly a very important group of vehicles for General Motors, and lots of people still love these big rigs.
Yeah, absolutely. And depending on where you are in the country, Texas in particular, these full-size SUVs are still very dominating on the landscape and serve a purpose for a very significant group of people that need to use it to carry a lot of people, carry big loads, and also do a little bit of towing. They might not need a heavy-duty pickup truck to do that towing, but the Suburbans, the Yukon XLs, the Denali brand, all doing very well for General Motors. And it might seem a little funny why a pickup guy is going off on an SUV press event, but I'll tell you, because a lot of this new platform, these new Suburbans, the new Yukon XLs, Yukon Tahoes, because a lot of that platform is directly pulled from the 2014 Sierra and Silverado pickup trucks. So a lot of the frame and a lot of the strategies and technologies that they've used to update the brand new pickup truck, the half-ton pickup trucks that they came out with last year, has carried over now into the full-size SUVs. In fact, a lot of the same engineers and marketing teams are involved both with the half-ton pickup trucks and now have gone over to the full-size SUVs. So there's a lot of the same great technology to improve these big SUVs, as well as adding all sorts of extra safety and security and even little clever storage and seating details on the interior that may not have so directly applied to the pickup truck market, but seem to work perfectly for the people who are interested in these big sport utilities.
And certainly over the decades, these big sport utilities have come, to use a Texas term, a country mile. I remember driving some of these big rigs, you know, way back when, 20 years ago, and in all honesty, on highways and on twisty roads, they were downright scary. But thanks to modern electronics and technology, these vehicles actually handle quite well, considering their big footprint.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, and that makes perfect sense, because the design and engineering strategy in the past was essentially to take a half or a, you know, pickup truck platform with all its assets and liabilities, and then just put a big closed steel cab over the top of it with extra seats, and give those people, you know, a big SUV that basically rides like a punishing pickup truck. But as pickup trucks have improved their ride characteristics and design, and engineers have spent countless hours and money to try to make them, easier to live with on a daily basis, a lot of that technology is now carrying over and even going further in these full-size SUVs. And you're right. I mean, taking those Ecotec powertrains that get tremendous power and torque and fuel economy out of those engines into a full-size SUV, along with all of the fine-tuning they've done to the front and rear suspensions, are making these vehicles very comfortable and easy to drive, and aren't the huge, you know, sinkholes of money that you had to lay out when you bought them and then had to maintain them and pay for them at the fuel pump. And now it's still not ideal. There's no hybrid available yet. There's no electric full-size SUV yet. But from what I'm hearing from these GM engineers, that could be a very real possibility as they get closer to these EPA targets that they've have to hit in the next 5 and 10 years.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the vehicles that you drove over the last few days. Let's talk the Denali. It's amazing how luxury has become such an important aspect of both the pickup truck range as well as the sport utility range. There was a time when these vehicles were strictly used for you kind of utilitarian purposes, but nowadays, Mark, as you pointed out, folks use these as family vehicles. They use them as work vehicles. And, you know, some folks who don't quite understand them, there is a significant need for these vehicles, because there are a lot of people out there who need to carry lots of folks around or need to carry lots of material around. And these vehicles do so with ease.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Denali, just as a brand or trim package or however you want to consider it, is probably, and I don't really feel like I'm going out on a limb here, but probably one of the most underreported stories in the auto industry. This is a runaway hit. If any other manufacturer was able to create something like the Denali brand for a line of vehicles or even any given vehicle, and it was met with a success. Some of the statistics I've heard GMC talk about are almost mind-boggling, that almost 40% of every GMC that is sold, at least on the heavy-duty side, I don't want to get confused or misstate this, but it's obviously a huge success for them. But in a segment like the GMC heavy duty, it's almost 20% of every GMC heavy duty Sierra that's sold is a Denali. And Denali means luxury for GMC, which we understand as normal people to mean more expensive than just about every other trim package that they offer. So that's just dollars and cents going right into GM's pocket, and they've got to be incredibly happy about that. That's also going to happen on their Yukon and their Yukon XL. They've got a Denali lineup, which is going to be incredibly popular for them, because a lot of people that have to do a little bit of towing, take the family vacation, you know, have to drive a lot of miles with a lot of people in the vehicle, they're going to want to do that in style. If they can afford it, you know, gone are the days of the, you know, $40,000 luxury SUV. Now, getting to 50 or 60, or if you're in a heavy-duty pickup truck, getting past $70,000 is just not a big deal for a significant portion of that truck-buying customer. So yeah, they've got to be very happy with that. It's a brand that does incredibly well, and they're trying to make that their ultimate luxury package, as long as you don't look at Cadillac, which is obviously very popular with a lot of people in the country as well, too. That GMC Denali brand is kind of the pinnacle of that truck market, and they're doing a great job marketing it that way.
Straight ahead, more with Mark Williams, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. Again, you got a question, 855-660-4261. Getting some emails here. You can shoot yours over, Bob@AutoWorldRadio.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. There's no place else like it for the absolute best automotive and motorcycle gifts out there. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com or call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time. That's www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you can connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard
one of our favorite guests in the automotive world is with us. He's a esteemed automotive journalist and editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. Mark Williams is with us, and we're telling you all about a whole gamut of things, including the new 2015 big SUVs from General Motors, and we've already talked about the Eco diesel engine from Ram, as well as the upcoming 2015 Ford F-150. And I got a couple of questions here for you, Mark. Got a question here from Ted. Ted is listening in the great state of Kansas. That's where he is, in Kansas City, Kansas, and he would like to know about the powertrains that are going to be offered in the large sport utilities that we've been talking about. What is the range of powertrains, Mark?
Yeah, the Ecotec 3 engines are going to be available, not the V6, but the 5.3-liter will be the standard engine for both GMC and Chevy, so that's Tahoe Suburban and Yukon and Yukon XL. The Denali will be equipped with standard, the 6.2-liter Ecotec 3 engine, and I think they just came out with the fuel economy numbers, at least for the base engines at this point, and for the Tahoe and Yukon two-wheel drive, it's 16 miles for the city, 23 miles to the gallon on the highway, and for the Suburban and the Yukon XL with the 5.3-liter V8, it's 15 miles in the city and 22 on the highway.
That's a pretty decent fuel economy when you stop and think about the heft of the vehicles.
Yeah, they've done a lot of work in saving weight. In fact, they've used some aluminum quite a bit on the SUVs as well, both in the hood and I think even the entire tailgate, which is typically where a lot of weight on a full-size SUV sits, is also completely aluminum. So they've done a lot of weight savings making this new truck with all the new safety and all the new electronic technology inside of it weigh just a little bit less or right on top of the vehicle that it's replacing. So that obviously took a lot of work, and now it seems to be paying some dividends.
Got a question from James in Texas. He says he's considering either a 2015 Ram heavy duty or a 2015 GM heavy duty, and wants to know, Mark, if you've had any time behind the wheel of the 2015 GM heavy duties.
Well, a couple of things. I'll make the assumption, since he's looking at that heavy-duty segment, that he has a very real and specific purpose with that truck, which usually means either a big trailer or a heavy payload. And if you're in that category, you're talking about diesels. The Cummins diesel on the Ram side, a phenomenal engine. They've made some engine improvements this last year. We did a huge King of Beast test where we took the biggest, baddest, practically the most expensive vehicle that both Ford, the Super Duty offered with their F-450, and Ram did with their highest GCW, highest maximum trailer tow rated truck out on the road. And we found that that new Cummins 850 foot-pounds of torque output straight six engine is absolutely phenomenal. It just dominated that competition. If I had to choose between those two, without knowing how exactly he's going to use that, I would literally say he could go either way. You're doing a lot of miles on the road. The more comfortable driving truck is probably going to be the GM. The biggest, baddest, heavy hauler is going to be that Ram heavy duty. So depending on exactly how you're going to be using it and what you're going to be doing with it will depend which way you fall on that fence.
I've got an interesting question here from Ted in Florida, and he wants to know about the High Country from Chevrolet. That's an all-new model, kind of the first luxury attempt by Chevrolet, kind of playing catch up a little bit, Mark.
Yeah, exactly right. The High Country is a nice package. It came on a little bit later after the new 2014 half-ton pickup trucks came out. Comes with an optional 6.2-liter V8 engine, very powerful, makes it very strong. But the interior is where they've made a lot of the improvements, just in the materials and the different safety and electronic offerings for that trim package. It is their top level. It's above the LTZ and is their attempt to compete with both the Laramie and the Longhorn from Ram half-ton trucks, and also on the Ford side, the King Ranch and the Platinum. Now, I have to say, just being honest here, it doesn't quite meet those standards that both Ford and Ram has set for that luxury segment, but it's a great attempt. In fact, I'll even go so far as saying it's a great first attempt, and we'd like to see them go even further down the road. But they have to be careful. They obviously have the GMC Denali brand to deal with, and also the GMC Sierra half-ton pickup truck as well also offers a very well-equipped SLT model as well. So diving into that luxury truck segment is going to be tricky, but this is a great first attempt from Chevy.
Interesting question and a great question from Steve just outside of Chicago. He would like to know about the new Suburban. He says, Mark, I've owned a ton of Suburbans. I love the Suburbans. What can I look forward to in my next new 2015 Suburban?
Some of the most amazing technology that impressed the crud out of me, and I'll tell you, I didn't say this before, but the reason a pickup truck guy was at an SUV launch is because there's some very interesting technology that they're using in that full-size Suburban, and also the Yukon XL, specifically in regards to these magnetic ride shocks that they've used on the Corvette, but they're now also using more extensively in the different trim packages and suspension packages in the large SUVs. Personally, I think it would be a no-brainer to put that stuff on the half-ton pickup trucks, but that's the technology that stood out to me. That and the huge improvement on the interior. It's a little bit different than the half-ton pickup truck look, but is very comfortable and very easy to use, and is really going to make is really going to impress, I think, a lot of people who maybe didn't look at Chevy or GMC in that full-size SUV segment, even though they own, I think it's like 74 or 75% of that entire segment. The improvements that they've made with the interior seem to be the biggest standout that I noticed.
And this is an area that we've seen across the brands. I mean, it seems like everybody has raised the interior bar, and we're seeing some just incredible interior executions, Mark.
No, that's absolutely true. And I guess that makes sense, because as there's more competition for your dollar and these dollars start getting bigger and bigger for us to deal with, then I think we have a right to demand much better quality and much better, you know, more options and better fuel economy and less weight and more safety. I don't have any problem at all with the demands that we're putting on the manufacturers. It's just whether or not they can step up and meet those demands and do it at a price that isn't unreasonable.
Let's take one more question here. This one comes from Peter in New Hampshire, and Peter would like to know, of the large GM SUVs we've been talking about, which one is the most affordable?
Yeah, pricing, they're on sale right now. So you could go online and you can go to pickuptrucks.com or you can go to cars.com. Or those are obviously my two favorite that I'm connected with. But you can find out exactly what the pricing is for whatever vehicle you're interested in. The two-wheel drive, short wheelbase, which are called the Tahoe and the Yukon, are going to be your entry-level vehicles. So they both offer at least three different trim packages. And the base model LT, I think, is what is offered on the Chevy side. And the SLE, I think, is the base level trim package on the GMC side. That'll get you in the door. And you can figure, depending on how well equipped or how frugal you want to be, you can figure anywhere between $35,000 and $40,000 is going to be a reasonable average price that you're going to start at.
And these vehicles can get quite pricey if you start moving up and start checking all those option boxes, Mark.
No, absolutely. And be very careful. I mean, getting what you want, it has value. But the manufacturers understand that also has a cost involved to it as well, too. So we always recommend to be very clear and understand what it is that you want. And then if you are going to make it to a dealership, make sure you've done a lot of research. Either go online, talk to your friends, go to our websites. There's plenty of websites that will give you plenty of advice about what options are available and exactly through different types of configurators will tell you exactly what ballpark you should be able to think of, if not very close to exactly what you should have to pay when you go into that dealership. But, yeah, I mean, when you go to the top level trim packages, you could easily get above $50,000 and $60,000. I drove in a fully loaded Denali long wheelbase Yukon XL, and I think it was about $75,000 is how much that vehicle we were driving cost.
Wow, amazing. As usual, time just flies when you're with us, Mark. We're going to have to make you much more of a regular contributor here to the broadcast, but thank you so much for your friend here, my friend, for your time here today.
No, not a problem, Bob. I look forward to seeing you out at a press event or...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.